I do think we probably should help people.
Right. Yes. Yes. Of course. She like brushes her.
You're not going to leave though, right?
She steps towards you and holds your hand and looks you in the eye and says, "No. No. I won't."
Okay. Okay. Good. Good.
Should we help the others?
Yes. Yes. I would describe a lot of Tiffany's expressions to be Tiffany.exe has stopped responding.
Yeah. There's just these two awkward gays in a lab. Ida just is looking at you and says, it seems like you've been doing a really good job helping everyone. I do need to finish packing stuff up here, but I have this. And she squeezes the top of your arm and looks at you and smiles and says, but I'll be there soon. Trust me.
Okay. Okay.
Good luck.
Yeah. You too. Yeah.
She bites her lip and smiles and then turns away and goes back to packing.
Tiffany will leave to try and help direct things further and also find anything that needs doing, really.
Yeah. Anya and Argus. Argus, you find Anya inside and you're helping people evacuate. I wouldn't say it takes too long. Honestly, with the building being horizontal, every floor is an exit. And so I'd say like 15 minutes later, you're helping sort of the last people who are injured. You're double checking. And you're both transcended. So I imagine you're doing this quite fast. You have the energy. Even after everything you just did, you still feel yourself empowered.
Mm-hmm.
And you end up emptying the building in a decent amount of time. There is then sort of a crackle of speakers, almost like when speakers are like aligning, you know, when you get some feedback. And there's a crackly voice that comes over citywide speakers. These are radio wave speakers, of course. They're nothing fancy. They're the same technology as your walkie-talkies. So it's a really crispy sounding audio voice as you hear.
People of Vineson, this is Aaron Lestrande, head of the Lestrande House, representing the Fur Elite. Please remain calm as we share what may be upsetting news. We have received word that a bomb has gone off at the Vineson Precinct headquarters and that the casualties included one Archibald Lind, the self-proclaimed Archide. While we do not have all the information as of yet, we are working with the surviving staff of the Synergic Defense to get to the bottom of this tragedy. While we had our differences with Archibald, we had hoped to resolve the matter of city leadership in a democratic and civilized manner without unnecessarily endangering lives. We have reason to believe that members of the terrorist group known as the Greys are behind this attack. As such, we are offering a reward for any information on their whereabouts or capture. Stay strong, everyone, and remember, together we are strong. The Fur Elite has your back.
And the whining of the speakers sort of shuts off again, and it's quiet again. A couple things you notice. Archibald isn't dead.
Yeah.
Archibald's not dead. It's wrong. And also, that was quite soon. Like, I would say, like, even with, like, moving things around, this is within 30 minutes of all of these events happening. I don't think it's too much to put together that, given that information is wrong and the quickness, this was pre-recorded.
Mm-hmm.
This was pre-recorded. Whoa.
That seems abundantly obvious.
Yes.
I think I turn to Anya and I say, one, we need to go. And two, where is Tiffany?
The storm's still coming, but Anya, having picked up Archibald after checking on other folks in the building and dragging him outside, kind of like taps his face to try and wake him up.
Trying to think if I should make you roll for this. No, I think you get like a very like groggy Archibald coming to. Sorry, are you just holding Archibald or is Archibald where? What is the positioning of Archibald? Is Archibald just laying on the ground?
Originally, they carried Archibald mm-hmm. out under one arm and then kind of propped them up against some of the rubble.
Yeah, he comes to very groggily, like, looks you in the eye. Like, what, where am I? What?
Listen, we saved your life, but I think some of your friends want you dead. What? So, I don't know.
Anya.
Just... Uh-huh. Listen.
Did you save me?
We're not sticking around.
You're not sticking around. But Argus showed me. I saw there was a storm. Argus, are you nearby?
Yeah, well, you better get to safety.
Yeah, I would imagine he's nearby and near Leloyd and Frin. And my guy. My guy,
Leloyd, Frin, and Archibald?
No.
Oh, like, Reinhold?
Reinhold.
Yeah. Your guy.
My guy.
My guy. My boy.
My boy, Reinhold.
So I'm nearby. I'm probably just like...
Oh my god, Reinhold's just right there.
Other past our people.
And you're just standing with Reinhold?
I mean, what else is Reinhold doing?
Glaring at Archibald. And the two of them make eye contact, and Archibald goes steely and tense, and just, you are completely forgotten, Anya. And Archibald...
Anya slaps Archibald in the face and says, no, look at me. Hey, we need to go protect our people. You need to figure out why your people want you dead.
Is completely ignoring you, is just making eye contact with Reinhold. And smiling. And is getting to his feet.
Nope. Pushing him back down.
Smile disappears. And he just says, what are you doing, Anya?
I'm taking care of my people. So you're going to wait. And let us go. You're going to handle your own house. There's a storm coming. There's no time for this bullshit. Goodbye. And Anya walks over to Argos and Leloyd and Frin and Reinhold picks up either Frin or Leloyd, probably Frin, if Frin's still out.
Yeah, Frin's still unconscious.
Begins to lead everyone away.
Yeah, Argos would just nod at Archie and walk away. Does Reinhold follow? Or is Reinhold moving at all?
You start to move away and Archibald says... Argus, come on, not you two. And Reinhold steps between the two of you and draws his sword and points it at Archibald. Oh. And Archibald goes, whoa there, buddy. Look, it's me. It's Archie. Come on, Reiny. Come on. And Reinhold, no emotion. Sword pointed, not responding. And Archibald says, don't you want to know what happened? Come on. I'll show you. Wait a minute. What? Where did it go? What? Argus, did you see my watch?
We don't have time for this. We're going.
No, you're not. Not without telling me what happened to my watch. Steps forward, and Reinhold also steps forward and with the blade still pointing at Archibald. Archibald thinks about that, takes a step back, and says, whoa, okay, all right, let's all settle down. Let's all settle down. There's no need for that here. Let's be reasonable.
We are. That's why we're leaving. Goodbye. Argus, drag Reinhold if you have to. We don't have time for this bullshit.
I pick up Frin. No, you picked up Frin. I pick up Lloyd.
Mm-hmm. That's my Frin.
Reinhold, without taking his eyes off of Archibald, sword still pointed, says, Argus, I trust you. This battle is mine, not yours. And Archie says, Reiny, come on. Look, there's a lot I could tell you. Argus is a time traveler. Argus, and Reinhold says, that doesn't matter. And Argus says, Archie says, what are you talking about? Everything that is wrong, what are you doing? Argus, where are you going? Get back here.
Yeah, he's walking away.
He's just walking away.
He doesn't turn back. He doesn't do anything.
Good boy.
Yeah, I don't know how far you leave them? You leave them to their own devices.
Yeah. I think I do.
All right. You hear Archibald in the distance saying, Reiny, come on, we can work this out. Reinhold, what are you? And you keep walking. A few minutes later, Reinhold comes back up with the rest of you.
You mean catches up?
Good. Yep, catches up.
Because we're not waiting for him.
Yep, catches up. Also, Rally, you wanted to know if Frin was cute?
I know Frin is cute. I checked out the character stuff. I was making a joke because Anya definitely thinks he's cute. It's fine.
Anyways, yeah, so
she doesn't Archibald, like Lloyd.
Archibald,
so.
Or sorry, not sorry, not Archibald. Reinhold just joins you, is like jumping down from one of the roofs that you're walking past and just falls into line with the two of you plus the two you are carrying who are unconscious and turns to Argus and says, what is the plan?
I guess I don't know where Tiffany is. So I say, or no, did you already tell me? I don't think so. I'd say we're finding Tiffany and we're going back.
No, you were told. You know that Tiffany's at the camp.
I was.
Camp,
yeah. Thank you. We have to get back to camp, don't we? How do we do that? We have five people. Probably like two land speeder type things. And I guess Reinhold probably has something he traveled here on.
Yeah, he has a hoverboard too.
Okay.
You saw it before in the when he was camping
right,
out. He still has like still like dried blood on his face. And he's kind of looking to you get the sense that this is almost a test. He's purposefully not taking lead to see what you do.
Yeah. We have to get back to our people.
Do we have enough time?
And I guess
time?
We can see, like...
I think you can start to see...
He probably laughs at that.
Yeah. You know what? Do you want to share that? What? Okay, you laugh at that. And Reinhold looks a little confused.
He just shakes his head. He leaves it at that. Or you can continue talking. Sorry.
No, I mean, do you want to try what you're implying out? I sent you the move for your new toy.
Yeah, you did. I still don't want to use it, though. I'm very opposed to using it.
Mm-hmm.
So we talked about this last session, how it would take too long to via speeder to get back.
Yeah, it's about a five-hour trip.
Yeah,
you got here like early break of dawn, and then, you know. And you know you don't
I'm
have 5 hours.
I'm still transcended.
You are still transcended. Just to really paint the picture, you know that you don't have 5 hours because off in the distance in the direction of like the cliffside where like the waterfall is falling, so like you can see further off in the distance as the horizon sort of dips a bit, you are starting to see darkness come over the horizon. That is not where the night usually comes from.
I don't know if that would work, Claire, but reading the move, it says nothing about whether or not that extends to others.
Can you say what you're trying to do?
So my thought was, I have taken the special ability Inseparable, you may expend your special armor to resist any consequence that would impact your relationship with others or within yourself, or, and this is where it's relevant, to magically appear from within your allies.
Oh.
Now, my thought is, if I can pull others with me through Tiffany to wherever Tiffany is, that gets us all the way there, but I don't know if that... I'm checking with you as the
well, my the my transcendent master. Ability could synergize with that, potentially.
I fucking love that, yes.
Because I can trade places slash... briefly remove, but it's trading places. It's not...
Would I, an could ally? I put forward a possible way to bring people with you? You can only bring people who also have a strong connection with the ally that you're being pulled through?
No, I'm not leaving, friend. I'm not leaving the Lloyds. Reinhold, fuck him. But those two, I've spent too
but
much
I feel
time
like that,
trying
that's
to
an interesting, like, you could, but also, you know?
Yes.
But that's up to the GM.
I will say that if you give me...
Oh, actually, transcendent abilities as one. When you lead a group action or receive an assist while transcended, you briefly incorporate others into your harmony.
Do you have both those?
Uh-huh.
Like skills?
Yeah. Wow. One's my special, one's my
there
transcendent.
Fuck yeah.
Yep. So you use as one to incorporate others into your harmony. And this would be a group action. I was going to suggest give me a group action and you're leading it. And you have powers with group actions. So first off, it sounds like you're using it's Inseparable. So spend your special armor.
Yep.
Second, you're leading a group action. So tell me what this looks like and what action you're using. Like Defy, Empathize, Express.
I'm using Flow.
Flow, okay.
To pull everyone and... reluctantly grabbing Reinhold by the sleeve into a bear hug and then desubstantiating as almost a becoming incorporeal with that blurriness that Anya has.
This is very bad news for me.
To pull everyone in to a single point that then emerges as a burst of light from Tiffany. out of Tiffany's
oh
chest.
My god. Oh my god.
This is very, very bad news for me. You have no idea how terrible a spot you've just put me in.
That's fine. As everyone steps through and...
Well, yeah, let's see how it goes. Let's see how it goes. Because you have to do the group action first.
Oh, I know.
All right.
I know.
That sounds like what you're hoping to get done. So you're using Flow and Argus. You are also going to roll your Flow.
Mm-hmm.
Position?
So your position is with so many people, I'm going to say risky, and the effect is great. I mean, you're traversing 5 hours of distance. Like, it'd be silly to not say great.
Transcended? Yes.
So, first and foremost, you also have synchronized. So, what is Argos's flow, first off? Zero. Okay.
Zero.
So, if you roll 2 sixes, you can count that 1 6 in the sixes as crits. We'll get to that if it happens. You also have another thing. You take at most 1 stress regardless of the number of failures when you lead a group action. You're very good at leading group actions.
Wow. Okay.
So you both roll your flow. Do either of you want to push yourself or do anything like that?
Yeah, I think I'll spend my last link with Anya to...
So you're clearing stress.
Push my
stress.
No.
Okay.
I'm going to spend a link
you
with
can
Tiffany.
Do both. Well,
that's fine.
You know, but... I would really like you to not succeed. I'm going to be honest here.
Sorry.
Okay, so just to be clear, so you're spending a link with Tiffany to clear your own stress and clear...
To push myself.
Oh. Right. Okay. So you're doing that to push yourself, which means someone else also clears stress.
Yeah.
So who is it?
Oh,
I'm at 4. What's Argus
a lot.
Is quite high, right?
A lot. Yeah. Yes. I'm at 9
right.
or 8.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Take 2 off.
So you're
10.
And
then you're also pushing yourself with another link, right, Argus?
Yeah. So then it.
So then you're not increasing,
but,
then someone
anything.
Else also clears 2 stress.
No.
Clear it on Tiff, please.
What? How could Oh, I understand. Yeah, but I could...
You could do it to whoever. I've got... So the net... by clearing two, I'm down to one.
The net change is... Oh, you're not pushing yourself, Rally?
I
okay, so your
myself.
Net change is zero because you lose two stress and gain two stress. So Anya is at the same. Tiffany loses two stress overall, and Argus loses two stress overall. And you both push yourself.
But I have to spend a link to do that.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
I was assuming you were both spending your link. Yes.
Yeah. Perfect. Yeah. Okay.
Okay. So you both push yourself, four stress less. That's a really powerful move. Y'all better be pushing yourself more, which you have. And I'm glad.
Okay. So. Position
is risky great and effect is great.
Bonus dice?
Yeah, one.
Plus one. Ooh, okay, so that's a five. So you've succeeded at a minimum. Oh, shit!
Oh, yeah!
You fully succeed.
What is, it? Yes. What is going on?
You fully succeed. You take the six, you that's fully six. Succeed. No stress. How is it that Argus is, like, giving you this little oomph that you needed? Is it more time shit?
Oh, it's more time shit. It's strengthening that connection to Tiffany. Just getting us on that highway to whatever connection I have to Tiffany, but like we travel along that strand.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Just the way we are all compressed together and like absorbed into Anya's amorphous spirit just helps.
You could be nicer about it.
Damn.
Amorphous. I don't know how to describe it. You described it so well. To Argus, it probably just feels like getting enveloped in a nice, nice warm, like the bubble or fuzzy thing. But yeah, I think we both just like, yeah, he helps that connection to take us across space in an instant.
Mm-hmm. And time. Like it's not just space, but time. And it's like you help with that little push. All right, Anya, it's what you described before. You travel the distance instantly. It is all five of you, if I'm counting right. And you are back there. And Tiffany, you are helping people load. You are... Let me make another roll.
How funny is it if I've just walked away from the last scene with Ida? Yeah.
That's great timing. That's fantastic timing. However, I think you had just enough time to start really giving... orders that were really helping because things have picked up. I think you're really making headway.
Oh, nice.
With a six and a three, things are going not only according to plan, but are actually picking up pace and things are going really well. And then five people burst out of your chest. You feel this almost like tingling sensation, which is probably just, you know, you had a really nice moment with Ida, and then it grows and grows, and then there's a light in your chest, and then out of it comes this almost like amorphous gas light, and that shapes into five people, and in front of you are Argus, Anya, Lloyd, a person you don't recognize, and Reinhold.
I used the harmony to pull all of our friends forward. Yay!
We're doing the anime shit right now, and I love it. This is what we're here for.
Mm-hmm.
Reinhold, looking at Argus, says, "There's something important I need to get. I will be right back."
What the fuck?
And goes to go to his place.
Okay. I won't stop him, but I'm going to stay here.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Tiffany, are you okay? Tiff? Hello?
What? What?
I guess I have one move left, or was that my last move? I'm still transcended.
Okay.
Sorry, yeah. If that was your last transcendence, you immediately come out of transcendence. But if you have one more.
Yeah. I think I do. Tiffany, what is going on? Like I guess we see all this hustle and bustle, everybody's like moving their stuff.
We're evacuating into the ship because there's a storm coming, and it's big enough. It's a kilometer tall.
Yeah, I can see it. I guess I go the ship, and it's just a big tree.
Huge. We figured we could probably fit everyone in it, actually, and also there are a bunch of tunnels beneath the city where we could probably have our people set up for a bit while we regroup and figure things out, because not everything is able to come with us. Was that Reinhold?
Yes, we can't go back to the city right now, Tiff. You don't.
Why not? Our entire everything is about to get destroyed.
We need to protect the city, Argos. Even though that asshole is there, we just can't let people die.
Mine's on. I mean, there's something going on there. I don't think we'd be safe there. I don't even know what.
Do you know anywhere else that we could put 35,000 people while we reassess and try and rebuild?
Okay, Tiffany, he gets a little fuzzy at that. I think he's still full of adrenaline.
Because if you do, I'm all ears. We have somewhere that we can put everyone, and somewhere is better than nowhere.
Fine. He takes a second. He's a little too overwhelmed with his transcendence, probably. It's been much too prolonged. He says, fine.
So
yes,
Reinhold,
yes, let's do that.
Came back.
Yes. Yeah. He was in the city. I don't know. I think he was following me. It doesn't matter. We'll figure that out later.
It matters.
Where's Odie?
It matters. Odie, I loaded him on the ship. He's safe. He's with, I handed him, to Nisa to look after.
Right.
Because,
right. Okay.
She was seeming a bit nervous, and I thought a good dog like Odie would help calm their nerves.
And my family, my grandfather, have you seen him?
Yes. Yeah. They got your grandfather on the ship. I prioritized checking on the people that I knew. Things are in hand here. They're picking up. I think we're gonna make it. We should be able to save basically everyone. Hopefully, actually everyone. Stuff will get destroyed though. A lot of stuff.
So we did it. Okay.
Uh huh.
I'm gonna go to sleep.
I think Reinhold might try to kill me.
Oh, get in line. All right.
Argos, you got this.
We can deal with him. I can deal with him. You do whatever.
Okay.
What are you doing?
Because, I kind of sort of gathered up a lot of his stuff and already put it on the ship because he's important and was not here. And I,
So you did him a favor. What's the big deal?
Well, he's going to find things missing when he goes in. And then people are going to point to me because I'm the one who rounded everyone up to take his stuff after I gathered it. And
you'll be here to explain whatever the issue
and
is.
Some of what he's looking for might not be on the ship because he had a lot of very important looking files. And I thought, well, if everything's going to get destroyed, his desk was supposed to be locked and no one would know that it was opened and that the files were removed and they've been removed and they're not on the ship.
I don't know. Does Argus pick up that there's something you're not quite telling us?
I mean, probably.
Yeah, it's just not quite.
I can try to conceal, I suppose.
Do you want to conceal?
I mean, I am trying to not point anything at Ida.
Yeah.
So, yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Go ahead. This is, I think it's a risky standard. Seems like a risky standard, yeah.
Yep, fair enough. I'm not going to burn anything on this.
Okay. Yeah, nothing's bad is going to happen. Like,
because I'm trying to conceal things from my friends, and like I'm not going to push myself to be really good at it because I do care about these people.
Yeah. And he's not feeling aggressive about this. It's mm-hmm. more...
Oh, no.
That's what I expect. Yeah, that's a one. That's a one. That's a complete failure.
Yeah, four. There is something about Tiffany's demeanor that I think Tiffany's hand goes to her bag or something that, like, you pick up on the fact that Tiffany has files. The other thing you pick up on is Tiffany is glancing back in the direction of the lab. You don't know what that means, but you get the sense that there's something else going on.
Okay. Listen. Let me talk to Reinhold.
Okay.
You go back, get lost in the crowd, start organizing people, and we're going to talk later.
Okay.
Thank you. And he tries to say this very genuinely. He feels so relieved that his family is, you know, evacuated and things like that. It's, you know, they're not out of the woods yet, but he feels very thankful, and then I guess parts ways with her.
Yeah, so I guess Tiffany will go back to trying to coordinate things best she can.
Mm-hmm. And are you eventually helping Argus? It seems like Anya's napping.
No, Anya, during all of this, as Argus is inquiring why Tiffany cares, Anya's just like fucking emotionally and physically and cognitively exhausted and has slumped against a wall. Still holding Frin under the arm, but has fallen asleep, kind of tucking them like a teddy bear.
Mm-hmm.
It's so genuinely hilarious that Tiffany is like, Reinhold is gone. He cannot physically get back here in time to learn. His desk is locked. So when everything's destroyed and thrown about, there is absolutely no possible way for him to know what happened. This is truly the perfect crime. And then Reinhold erupts from her chest.
Yep.
Okay, I just need to know, just for one final roll, and we can handle some stuff with Reinhold. But after you're done helping, or I guess talking to Reinhold, are you going to be helping pack everything up and whatnot?
Argus? Is he going to?
Yeah, it's Argus, helping? Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Well, he kind of wants to make sure, he wants to get the Euphonians to the ship.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. I think he wants to stick with them and get them to.
So you're not checking on Reinhold?
Help, like, figure out where to get him. I guess I will do Reinhold first, because he is going to his. And that'll probably be my last transcendent move, to just lie my ass off to him.
Yeah. I'll make this roll after then. You go to Reinhold's place. The door is just open. It's just left open. And you go inside, and the place is a disaster, like I described before. And you look around and you see Reinhold just like on his knees and like sitting down with his knees under, like almost like collapsed, but still upright. And you see the cabinet that had originally been knocked down that Tiffany stood back up has been pushed out of the way. The secret compartment door is open and Reinhold is just staring at it, just at a loss, just collapsed. Like, you've never seen him like this.
He just looks defeated.
He just
in front
looks
of
defeated.
His
yeah.
Cabinet. Gosh. I think I want to distract from this moment and ask him, what did you do to Archie?
When you say something, he looks almost surprised and gets up and composes himself, making sure that, you know, you shouldn't see him like this. A lesson that you've been taught. You should always present yourself with a power and authority in front of others. And his face goes back to this stoicism. And he says, Archibald is dead.
I think Argus nods. I think I felt that. And I'm sure Argus probably felt that too. I think he just nods at that for a second, and I don't know if this is true, but Argus says, like, I trust your decision on that.
He nods.
He told me you had history.
We did. I'll tell you whatever you want to know after we get everyone to safety. And he's gonna go to move towards the door, almost like put a hand on your back, almost like fatherly gesture, which is abnormal. Just a quick glance back at the cabinet and ushers you out of his home and gets you to start helping along with him.
But he comes with me.
He comes with you.
Okay. I'll stay with Reinhold actually for a bit.
Yeah.
Or at least try to bring him with me. I want to keep my eye on him. That's all.
Yeah. He is acting like he ever does in public. You know, he doesn't slip, not when there are others watching. And I'm going to roll 3d6 just to see how fast y'all make progress. Not great. That's a 2, a 1, and a 2 because you were helping. I think it takes longer than expected. Thankfully, you did have that extra time from before. You start to see, you're getting to the end. People are still loading up. You're starting to get to the end of this line. Like, it's feasible. People are, like, the whole community is almost there. And this is when you start to see the cloud front and this dark cloud just, like, coming over the horizon, rapidly approaching, faster than like should be feasible, and it is just climbing over the horizon. Given that there are enough of you, you still get everyone into the ship, and it is a tight squeeze. However, it is quite a rocky trip, and Anya, you have this feeling as the clouds are just reaching you and the ship teleports back, and where the building once was now is where the ship is, where the fallen building has collapsed. The ship is now just in the center of the city. And when you come to, like, people are sick. People are like, what the hell just happened? But everyone gets back, and you see from up above, if anyone's in the cockpit or looking out a window, you see that the storm quickly ascends on the city as well. And the barrier that was holding back the noise, and you presume storms, shatters. And you see that that barrier would have done nothing to help. However, you also see from the top of the ship, almost like a dome, it comes out over the entire city, and the storm is crashing against it. You almost feel like the storm is screaming at you, and Anya, in your dreams, as all this is happening, and as you're waking up, the thought just crosses your mind, oh, your anniversary is coming up.